Sixth parak of Oyla, seventh Mishnah. Kelim tachas haperach. The previous Mishnah discussed if you have a big pillar and there's tumah underneath the pillar, then the entire pillar is tumah. What about the pillar has like some protrusion, some decoration, looks like a flower jutting out of it? So is that considered tumah? Tahir? Tanakam says it's tahir because it's not directly above the mace, even though the pillar is, and this is tovel to the pillar, but for the mace, so you look at each piece part of the pillar independently. This is not above the mace; it's tovel. Rabbi Yochanan he's metame because he considers that it's considered part of the omen of this pillar. We don't pass makim tumah v'kelim shetachas haperech. There's tumah and kelim underneath this. This protrusion, there's a general rule, to be an oil, it has to be a square tefach. So if this protrusion takes up a space, protrudes out, tefach al tefach, then underneath that you have kelim and tumah, they consider that they're under the same oil, and they become tumah. If it's less than that, the tar, because it's not considered oil. Shnei pardaskin, ze b'tzad ze, o ze agavi ze. Two different... These are pillars with a cavity inside of them. You can put things inside of them. You can store things inside of it. So you have one next to the other and one on top of the other. Niftach echemayem huva bayis tame. Since this is open to the house, it and the house is tame v'chaver tame because the other one's sealed off. V'rayim is patazkim ki'ilu heim oitem. If the door is closed and not open,